Anderson, Yidarim Viz, Shir, Gimel.
Of how to understand the Yitzias of the Eved Ivri. Is Yaitze B'Sheish? Is Yaitze B'Yoivel? Is the pshat that the Kenyan was only up until Sheish? And Yoivel, or the pshat is that no, the Kenyan was longer and something's mafkia. We just spoke about Sheish mafkia. Maybe Yoivel is mafkia. In Rashi, we wanted a spalt, maybe. So according to Rashi, maybe the Kenyan is perhaps Sheishanim. And Yoivel is impaga bo Yoivel besoich Sheish. It's not mefurish in the Rashi. Deek in the Rashi. I saw a Sefer Biurim Vaharis, which I like very much. His name is Rav Knoblovich. He's a Rav in Ashdod. Rav Knoblovich is Medaik Rashi and Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph. Rashi and Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph speaks about the following thing. The Navka Minute we had before we get to the Rashi is as follows. When we speak about Giroyin Kesef, so the Giroyin Kesef, we said, so a person buys an Eved. So technically, he bought an Eved for 6 years. So then you have to subtract based on the amount of years that he wants to get out. But what happens if there was Yoivel in the middle of the 6 years? So do we look at it based on the 6 years that he theoretically would have been Koinam? Or do we look at it based on the 3 years if Yoivel came in the middle? Is it like if he paid $600, it's $100 a year? Or is it $200 for 3 years? Because Lamai's going to go out in Yoivel. He said, if Yoivel is a mafkia, so then maybe you get that at 6 years. But if Yoivel is a shear in the Kenyan, it should for sure be 3 years. If you look in Rashi on Tezvavim and Aleph, Rashi Dibra Maschil. Mishum da Avid Le Sheish, Rashi speaks about the Eved going out in Yoivel, says Rashi, maybe Toich Sheish, he doesn't go out in Yoivel. Why not? Because David Sheish Kodem Lekem, then he's Yoivel. Then he goes out. But Rashi says, in the bottom of Tezvav Amar Aleph, Avol, Kodem Sheish, he can't go out. The Dibur Maschum Mishum Da Avid Sheish Kodem Lekem. The Ein Rabbi Mafsid Bishilucha. The Rabbi's not Mafsid. If he goes out, it's after Sheish. Maybe I would say, don't cause the Adon a hefsid by making him go out in Yoivel. Now, if the Adon originally bought him only up until Yoivel, the whole, whatever price he paid was up until Yoivel, when he goes out at the end of Yoivel, you're not being mafsid him. What's the hefsid? That's what he bought him for. He bought him till Yoivel. What does Rashi mean? He says, "Emalei nafsidei la'adoin." Sounds like the Kenyan was sheish. Anybody goes out after sheish, we're not mafkid the adon. Why not? Because he paid up until sheish. But if he goes out before sheish, they're being mafsid the adon. So Yoivel is a mafkia, and sheish is the amount of zman. It's mashmin Rashi. This is the diak of Rav Knoblovich in the Sefer Biurim Beharis. Al Koponim, that's just a little shirayim from last week. Let's start the Gemara. Nochamo, the Gemara says, Eved Ivri nikna bekesef minol. Where do we know an Eved Ivri is nikna bekesef? Amar kro, mikesef miknosay. Melamed she nikna bekesef. Pasuk says, this kesef kinyan. Obviously, nikna bekesef. Ashkhan Eved Ivri animkar lo ovid koychovim. Hayo v'chol kinyane bekesef. I know that by Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy. So guy is being kind of bekesef, v'chol kinyane bekesef. Nimkar li Yisrael minolan. How do I know also, if he's nimkar li Yisrael, that also they have the same dim? Amar kro, v'hefte. It says in the pasuk vehefte. The pasuk says imra be'ene adonai shelo yada vehefte. It's talking about a shifcha an amavriya, and it says the lashon of vehefte. So somehow the Gemara is going to like a limud. Melamet shemigaras pidyoina v'yoytze. Ashkhan amavriya hol mekadshe bekesef mekanya bekesef. Eved Ivri minola. It's only by Amavriya. How do you know it also works by Eved Ivri? Now this din of Hifteh, who is the one who's doing the pigeon? Who is the one who's being, it says, Migaras Pidyoina V'yoytza. Who is the one who's Migareya, who is the one who's shtelling the gelt? Saw Rashi on Daf Dalit Amud Beis. If you take a look there on Rashi on Daf Dalit Amud Beis, Rashi seems to say that she does it herself. He put on the Maramakimis. Shepoide es atzma b'soich sheishonim. Imtir, so she's paida herself. It sounds like she's the one who's paida. However, if you look in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel over there, and it's also in the Mechilta, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says on the pasuk. It says, Imra be'ene adoneha, says the Targum Yonasan, in lo ashkacha cheno kodar mibono, asher lo yoda, dezabin yasav yifruk, yasa avua, vehefte. Vehifruk yasa avua is the father. So he's understanding the word vehefte is going on the father. La'am nochri lo yim shana machra is legvar achuroyan lesle reshu lemizvane. So the Targum Yonasan seems to say the father is the one that does the pinyon. Yeah. So is discussion about this, is it a machloikes, whether it's the father or the daughter, maybe... There's other rayas in other places. Yeah, I don't know if Rashi had exposure to Targum Yonasan. Rabbi Schweitzer, do you know? Rabbi Chayas, did Rashi have exposure to Targum Yonasan?
Not for sure
he did. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe on Chumash. I don't know. I'm not sure. You could say maybe the pshat's like this. Maybe there's a mitzvah pidyon. The Rambam brings it as a mitzvah. You should not leave your daughter there stranded. So the mitzvah pidyon maybe goes on who?
Father.
On the father. Does the daughter have a mitzvah to pay to herself? Bring me a raya that she can't have a mitzvah to pay to herself.
Doesn't have money.
Not she doesn't have money. Why is she not chayv a mitzvah? She's a ketana.
How does she have money anyway to redeem herself?
So, somehow she got money. Someone gave her money.
It doesn't her father call her.
She robbed the bank.
Who cares everything that the kid has?
What? She can make a kin. She can't be makna. She can be koina. She can't be makna.
How can we make a din to support herself? She has to go steal to sneak it away from her father.
No, she's not steal. You know,
if
she, someone would give her a matana, then it would be hers. If she has a Yerusha, yeah. Maisi Yodea go to Avia. Matthias maybe go, I mean, Matthias, I don't know if you go to the father. Yeah, maybe she can't be Mechuyev because she doesn't have such a Yechitim. Akoponim, maybe that's the Machloikis. I don't know, maybe it's not a Machloikis. Akoponim, Frektor Sameach Akasha. Frektor Sameach. It's Mavur also. And her Ambami brings that if there's no father, whatever it is, she's paid to herself. You want to have a Shiloh? Ein Maisek Tana Klum. So now, this is clear. There's a concept called Das Acheres Makne. So she can for sure attain, she could get money and she could be coin herself back. But how does the kesef work? V'tzorich bir b'met tikna ha'omes atzma. How could she be, kilu be, hein dimat she'aguf kani lo ze moyom ha'shem makne lo adon de das ares makne ze moyom ha'na toira. Amnon guf ha'matan mois koshe. Ma'yoyim ha'shem ha'senes lo v'yuchol ha'tomen lachsul ha'vakish ha'mois. She's being coined herself back with Kesef. How is she coined? How is she giving him the Kesef? That's the Cheres. She's the Makna of the Kesef. That's the Cheres Makna. If someone gives her something, she can be coined. But she can't give to someone else. That's why we don't give a lulav to Yanuka, because he could be kind to your lulav, but he can't give it back to you. So if you're also, she can be kind to herself in theory, but the problem is, what's going to have to trigger that is the kesef that she's giving. She's giving kesef. She can't give kesef. She can't do a kinyan. Azoy frektor sameach. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol yehi bedvarei. Okay, so Rabbi Isai, this hopefully will try to get clear. Mitzayt. What's Dr. Rashi? Mikasev Miknosai, says Rashi, the Eved Ivri Animka Lovikuchav Makosa Medabu Chisasi Gad Ger Vetoyshev. Ger Vetoyshev is referring to someone who is not, doesn't mean a Ger Tzedek, doesn't mean he's a Yid. A Ger Vetoyshev is someone that's living amongst you but hasn't converted. Hoyevichol Kinyonai. Yeah, still not, still a guy. We mentioned Tosis has issues over here with Rashi. Tosis says we passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi seems to passing like Reish Lakish. Maybe it's a Raya the Gemara passing like Reish Lakish here, Ken Zayin. Zot Rashi vayt shemigaras pidyoina. Midgaloi chsiv v'nifte. Doesn't say v'nifte. Mashma. It says in the pasuk rather loshon of v'hefta she'af habal mesayeya bepidyoina. It's mashma the Baal also assists in the pidyon. Alma bekesef nikne, diloi kana bedamim my megara. It's a very, very cryptic Rashi. We're going to focus now on the end of Rashi. The beginning of Rashi also needs some work. But Rashi says, let's see it again. Says Rashi, the Baal is kilo assisting in the pidyon. Alma bekesef nikne. Di loy kana bedamim, my megareh. If you weren't kana bedamim, what are you megareh? Must be, says Rashi, the kinyan happened with damim. Why? Because how else are you going to be megareh? What are you detracting from? What are you lessening? If the kinyan wasn't done bedamim, so then doesn't make any sense. Azoy zokt Rashi. The Tosfos HaRosh of Anot. All the Rishonim came out, ask Akashi and Rashi. The Rashi says, I don't understand. How do we see so over here that the Kenyan happened with Kesef? True, we see over here that there was Kesef. But even if you do the Kenyan Bishtar, but why is a person selling his daughter as an Amma? Because he wants to get money. So maybe the Kenyan happened with Shtar, but there's Dumim on the side. Every time you sell something, I'm kind of selling with Meshicha, kind of selling with Agbah, kind of selling with Shtar, whatever it is. So it's the one question, what's the mechanics of the Kinyan? The other question is there going to be money? So we're coming to learn that there's Kinyan is happening with Kesef. Frek the Toys Arosh, Hechi Yolof Mehokash, and Niknis Bekesef. Sha'afim ain't a Niknis Bekesef Ela Bishtar, Shaykh Begiroin Pinyon. The father's for sure only selling. Why is the father selling his daughter? Obviously, because he wants to make money. So even if he's selling Bishtar, there's money that's coming his way, so the Begiroin is from that money. Ich verstehnisht. Miu Ikra Kinyon, maybe they'll have Ela Bishtar Bechazaka. Azoy frek the Toys HaRosh. Says the Toys HaRosh, the Ikula Meimar, the Gilui Milsahu, me the Nimkar Legoi, Shagiroyan Pidyoinoi Me'ein Kniyasai. I'm not really sure what exactly Toys HaRosh is doing here. He's making some sort of Gilui Milsa, like, look, I saw that there's Kesef Kinyan, and I saw this Giroyan Kesef. So maybe the Giroyan is going to be Me'ein Kinyan, we see from Goy, that Goy has Kinyan Kesef, and somehow I'm going to make a Gilui Milsa. So it's like, it's something like a little bit vague here to me, what exactly Tzeis HaRosh is doing. He's somehow trying to put them together. The Tosfos, the Rashba, I mean, also goes along the same lines as the Tzeis HaRosh, but says something a little bit clearer, or at least to me, it's a little bit more obvious.
What?
Is
there a parsha of Giron Kesef when you get
possibly,
guy?
Possibly.
Here
it doesn't say Giroyan over there. There's no parsha of Giroyan. No, it might be a din of Giroyan. The Torah doesn't mention the Giroyan. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It's not necessarily Giroyan. It's not Behefta. It's not Behefta. It doesn't say Behefta.
It says Migal.
Doesn't say behefta. Doesn't say lashon behefta.
And when he's going because of
Masha
as well.
Doesn't say behefta. It says a different lashon over there. It says behefta. V'chishav im kaneu. It's a different lashon. Maybe that.
It's still
Gerayin Kesef.
He pays his way out.
It's a
shaila.
It's a
shaila.
Yes. Yeah, but it's a shaila. That's Gerayin Kesef or not? It's not necessarily the same thing. Okay. That we'll see. We'll see that. Doesn't say behefta. So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe it's different. It might depend on what we're about to do. Okay, the Rajba says similar. The Rajba also asks on Rashi, Dilma bishtar kana v'nasin kesef b'toris damim. Brings the Rajba another pshat in Mishmalchi Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Shtar kiddushin says shekishem shekoina atzma b'kesef kach niknes b'kesef. Kishem shekoina atzma bekesef kach niknes bekesef. That is not Rashi's pshat, and we have to understand Rashi's saying something else. Rabbeinu Tam is he's saying for the Rajba saying kishem shekoina atzma bekesef kach niknes bekesef. Look, kesef works for her to get herself out. So it works to get her out. Probably it also works to get her in. What? I don't know. We're gonna get to Dalet on the base. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get to the Dalet on the base. Hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there. According to the Rajba, he's saying B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The pshat is that anything that works on the way out works on the way in. The Meila, the Rajba has a kasha on himself, so then can you be Megarish in Isha Bishtar? So you should be able to be Megarish in Isha Bishtar. And you shouldn't need a hekesh or anything, because once you see, you can go out, she can coin herself, so she can be coin herself. What do you need Yatzah Haisa for? Says the Rajba, no. That's different, because over there, Haishtar Elochud, Vahishtar Elochud. But by Kesef, Tiva Miyachoda, this Rajba is kind of being Miramis to a Gemara. We saw this Gemara. Does anyone remember where the Gemara is? The top of Dav Heyam and Aleph, Kesef Moitzi, Kesef Machnes, Kategar, Nasa Sanegar, that Tiva Miyachoda, Akoponim. The Rajba goes through this whole, back and forth with himself. But he seems to say it's just a stam klal. Anything that works to take you out should also work to take you in. Rashi says differently. Rashi says the eloi kana bedamim may migareya. Giroy and kesef doesn't work because if there's not kana bedamim, then you can't be migareya. It's a whole different vort, Rashi. And Echanami, the Rajba doesn't like Rashi's pshat because the Rajba asked the question. Says the Rajba, what do you mean? Maybe you're kind of a star, but the Maisa is dumb him on the side. Rabbi Sai, the Tosis Rida asked another Kasha on Rashi, and once we do that, then we're going to start getting to the answer. Tosis Rida asks on Rashi, Lefi Rashi, it's very shver, the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Everiri Nikna Bekesef. Ubishtar. The koina atzmei bishanim ubi yoyvel ubi giroyen kesef. It's mashma from Rashi, says the Tosis Rit. That when does giroyen kesef work? Only when the kinyan was with kesef. But if the kinyan was with shtar,
you can't do
giroyen kesef. So the Mishnah says koina atzmei bishanim yoyvel ubi giroyen kesef. It doesn't sound like only in specific times can you do giroyen kesef. It sounds like always koina atzma be giroyen kesef. According to Rashi, it's only because Rashi says if there's no kesef kinyan, b'may migareya. Frektory shanim. What do you mean? Is koina b'shtar is migareya with kesef? Rashi says no. Has to be kinyan kesef. If that's true, if you ever koina and ever b'shtar, you can't do giroyen. Frektory says red. It's not mashma zayin the Mishnah.
Why does Rashi mean there's a kinyan with kesef?
Rashi's coming to show you that you could be kind with kesef. He's saying this is the makar that you could be kind with kesef. This is the makar. Yeah. The Gemara is saying, minayin that you could be kaina with kesef, because the heft, minikan shemegaras, pijoin of yoitza. So you see from here, kinyan kesef. Fekta the vishon, how do you see kinyan kesef? You see that there's kesef there, true, how do you see kinyan kesef? So Rashi says, you can only do giroin if there's kinyan kesef. Let's go on. So everybody said, let's start trying to understand. Based on this Tosis Rid on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. The Tosis Rid is coming to answer a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Niritza is Nikne Beritzia, Kones Atzme Biyoivel, Ubimitzim Sa'adon, as we state in our Mishnah. What about Giroyim Kesef? Can a Niritza be Yoitza be Giroyim Kesef? Doesn't make any mention in the Mishnah of Giroyim Kesef. Says, The Tosis Rid, there's a Shita in the Rishonim that you can't be Yaitza Begirayim Kesef. Why not? Says the Tosis Rid, because you weren't Nikne Bekesef. You weren't Nikne Bekesef. You can't be Yaitza Bekesef. There's no Begirayim Kesef. You're not Nikne Bekesef. After all, it wasn't Nikne Bekesef. Says Tosis Rid goes ballistic. He says, what do you mean? And if you're Nikne Bekesef, also there's no Begirayim Kesef. How could that be? The Mishnah says, anytime, this is the Kash, we said another, that's the second Kash on Rashi. How could that be? You have to be kind of a Kesef in order to be great Kesef? Not true, says the Tosis Rid. Anyway, you're kind there, you get out with Giroyan. What Shaykhis? So the Tosis Rid says a different mahalach. Says the Tosis Rid, Nirtza, we have a knas on him. That's why he's not Yoytze B'Giroyin Kesef. Because you have the audacity to make yourself a slave, you're not going out unless there's Mises HaAdon or unless there's Yovel. Tosis Rid says, V'anirtza sheni Yoytze B'Giroyin Kesef eina tam apnei sheni nikna b'kesef. Elam apnei shekonsu toira lihirotze l'ovdoi ara Yovel. So there's a machloikas here. The Tosis Rid brings Shitas Rishonim. It's Rabbeinu Tam Grada. Brings Shitas Rishonim that near to the reason he's not Yoytze Begirayim Kesef is because he wasn't Nikna Bekesef. And he himself says no. The reason why he's not Yoytze Bekesef is Knas. Listen, this guy like loves being a slave. You like being a slave so much. Okay, you decided you're in. You're never getting out. No, this is Rid. Originally, that seems to be Rabbi Natan over there, right? Which we're going to equate with Rashi in a second. So hold on a second. So first of all, let's start. What? Oh, so starts the like this. The nafkamina between the two pshatim, the choira, the Mishnah Lamelech says in Perek Gimel in Avodim Aloch HaZayin, nafkamina between the Tosfos Rid and the Rabbeinu Tam is, can an eved be yoitza b'shtar? A nirtza be yoitza b'shtar? Shtar shechur. There's such a concept as being yoitza b'shtar. Can an eved ivri nirtza be yoitza b'shtar? Says the Mishnah Melech. If you hold the only reason he's not Yoytze B'Giroyin is because what? Because Giroyin is only if you're Nikne B'Kesef. So then you should be able to be Yoytze B'Shtar. Why not? Ain't a Hanami, but this is all Giroyin has this thing. Giroyin's got this thing that it has to be Nikne B'Kesef. But Shtar doesn't have to be Nikne B'Shtar in order to be Yoytze B'Shtar. Shtar, you can be Yoytze anytime, you can be Yoytze B'Shtar. That's Mefurish. Some reason, we have to see what this Giroyin thing is. Giroyin, if you're not Nikne B'Kesef, you're not Yoytze B'Kesef. A B'Shtar, you can be Yoytze B'Shtar. What? Mishnah doesn't mention it, you mean. So we show him addressed. Good. However, if the Vort is, we're consing him, we don't want him out unless he is Mises Adon or Yovel. Shtar also. Same way we stop. Giroyin Kesef would have been a great way to get him out. We don't allow it. We won't allow Shtar either. Lashon of the Tosis Rid is that he's Kansu Toyre Lirotze Lo'avdoi Ad HaYovel. We're not going to let him out early. Not with Shtar Shichur, not with Giroyin, not with nothing. You can't get out early. That's what the Mishnah Melech says is enough. comes along, Meir Rabinowitz says, "You know, Stamazoy, you should realize we have a raya from here to our original shaila." Because again, what did the Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said, "You know why you can't go out? A nirtzah can't go out with Giray and Kesef because he wasn't nikna b'kesef." Now let's try to remember. We had a chakira b'nogeya to nirtzah. Is nirtzah kinyan chadash? It's a kinyan nirtzah. Or what's the other tzad? Was it, I think we brought it originally from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin.
Yeah.
Or is the pshat that nirtzah is just coming to be mafkia the sheish? It's coming to paralyze the sheish. But the original kinyan was the kinyan that's giving him. Now, how was he calling him originally? With kesef. If you understand nirtzah as a new kinyan, so what shaft is kinyan of this evan in front of us? The nirtzah, not kesef. But if what shaft it originally was the fact of machru bezdin, so that kinyan is kesef. It's a kinyan kesef. It's just sheish was going to be mafkia the kinyan. Comes nirtzah and it freezes the sheish, it paralyzes the sheish, and then the kinyan continues. What kinyan continues? Kinyan kesef. So the chayra from Rabbeinu Tam, we have a raya. The nirtza is a kinyan chadash. Is that your good? I'll call upon him. The Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos. Not yet to Rashi. I'll call upon him. Would like to be mazbir gufa shel inyan as follows. We spoke about this b'emes on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll get back to that b'li neder. The Gufa Shel Inyan like to say as follows. What's going on over here? What's the Machlokes Rishonim? As perhaps Machlokes Rishonim is Yesh Lachkor, what's the Vort of Giroyin Kesef? What does Giroyin Kesef mean? It means that you were supposed to be a slave for 6 years. You want out, you want to opt out, so you're buying your way out. You can understand it one of two ways. Either you can understand it is that the Torah gives you an option to buy yourself back in the middle of your Avdus. So therefore, you now can ki'ilu buy Baal Korcha of the Adon yourself back. Or we suggested maybe another pshat. And this chakira is you find a lot of the Achroinim, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, the Marit, and others. Or the pshat is, Giroin Kesef is, I'm going to undo the kinyan that originally happened. How did the kinyan originally happen? I gave kesef. I want to give back the kesef that you gave me, and then you're not kind to me anymore. Why? Because no kinyan. I'm not going to be kind to myself back. I'm coming to undo, be matir the original kinyan. I'm going to try to undo the original kinyan. And a chanami, that you can undo a kinyan, is a tremendous chiddush. The Torah is being mechadish over here, that we want to allow him an escape route. What's the derech of the escape route without the Torah being mechadish? It wouldn't say that. That you can kilo return, undo the kinyan originally. Those are the two stuff. Either I'm doing a new kinyan right now, I'm being kind to myself back. It's a kinyan chadish. I was mocking myself to you. Just like if I sold you a car, I could always buy the car back if I want to. Or the pshat is, no, I'm making that you never bought the car for now. The mechira is kill. I'm undoing that actual mechira. How could you do that? The Torah is mechadish. And chanami, it's the chiddush of a hifte. So Rashi says, from the fact that you could do giroyin kesef is a raya that there's a kinyan kesef. Asks the Rishonim, how's the raya that there's kinyan kesef? Maybe the kinyan was done with shtar, there's kesef on the side. Who said this? Kinyan Kesef. What's Pshat and Rashi? As the Pshat is, I say, Rashi learns, you want to undo the Kinyan. And you're undoing the Kinyan with what?
Money.
With Kesef. As Muzayin, the Kinyan was with what?
Kesef.
With Kesef. It's not Shaykh to undo a Kinyan Shtar with Kesef. The Kinyan Tutzuch mit Kesef. So the Pshat is giving you back the Kesef. So therefore, it's Kilo, there's no Kinyan here. I have the ability to undo whatever you did. How? You gave me kesef, I'm giving you back the kesef. Oh, but if the kinyan happened with shtar, how can I give you kesef and undo the kinyan? And Meila Rashi says, over here there's a raya, there's a kinyan kesef. And in a chanami, Rashi holds, giroyin kesef only works if the kinyan originally was with kesef.
Had you read the Mishnah?
Chur, it's not shver. Rashi says he can be koin atzma with giroyin kesef. We ask, it's mashma, you could always do it. Rashi learns it's not stam a din. Giroin kesef only works if you're kind with kesef. The side of giroin kesef means undoing kesef. So state in the Mishnah, it's only when it's in kesef. Because dust made giroin. Giroin isn't a way of just another way of being kind to yourself. The only side what giroin means is undo. So in saying giroin, you're saying it only works with kesef.
Could you do giroin kesef if there's no money?
Right.
It says it like that.
No, but Rashtar doesn't work.
Rashtar won't work. What?
Well,
you can't
buy a star and then go out with a
star. The Torah wasn't machadish. The Torah was machadish that you go out with giroyim. This concept of giroyim kesef only works if the kinyan worked with kesef.
The
Torah never made a parsha of giroyim star. Give back the original. Find it for kesef. What? The hefta? Because you.
Star.
Because the Megaras Pijoina means that I'm somehow lessening, I'm lowering it.
Do another star. Do another star.
What?
Do another star. Star token, star takes out.
That's not Megarea.
Why not?
Because you're not being Megarea that way.
Same.
That's like, you want to give a star shukri, guys. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, Vehefte Megaras Pijoina Vyoitse.
Even by star, there's kesef, so you'll be Megarea the kesef, and you'll just start.
But that's but that kesef is no shaykhis. That we're saying that has to be that there's Megaras is in that some kinyan. Why is that?
If you did it, you have giroin.
What?
If you did it, you have
giroin.
If you did it, you have giroin kesef. If you didn't give kesef, you'd have giroin kesef. If you have to have.
That's the way it's working. By paying back what it's left is. So let's see, Rav Oisai.
Always have more, can have less. Always have more, can have less. If you have that, you
have Rav Oisai, the shayla is like this. The Rashi brings the lotion of Vinifte. We saw in Rashi, it says, in the lotion of Vinifte, it says, Vihefta. What does that mean, Vihefta? Shabal Mesayeya Bipidyoinai. How is the Baal Mesayeya Bipidyoinai? So the Das Akena Mibale Atoisvis says, what does it mean the Baal Mesayeya Bipidyoinai? Says the Das Akena, I'll explain to you. Because you bought a girl slave for 6 years. How old was she when you bought her? Anyone?
Six.
When is she, how old is she when she's going to finish?
12.
How much did you buy her for?
$600.
Okay. So that's assuming the work of every year is worth $100. But let me ask you a question. Is the work of a 6-year-old worth the same as the work of a 10-year-old and the worth of an 11-year-old and the work of a 12-year-old? Can you really compare that? So does that technically, is that really accurate? We're going to do it by Shanim. But that's not really accurate. So really the Baal is giving her a bargain. That's what it means, Baal Mesayeya Bipidyoinai. Because Be'etzem, the later years are worth more than the earlier years. And still, we're going to divide it equally. You shouldn't be doing that. Whenever she's older, she's worth more. We're not talking about she's like 65 years old because she's Yoytze B'Simanim. She's obviously a young girl. The older she is, the more capable she's going to be to work.
But the Giroin Kesef is by men also. How would that apply? Yeah,
by men, you would have the same thing. He works better in this year. Doesn't work better in this year. Obvious, no worker is going to have the same flow.
But the Maisa, we don't. We say by the Evi, you always do the lower amount. We'll see. We'll see.
The whole thin Giroin Kesef won't run off long as you.
Correct.
So then by Amar Bria, that's why we have it. Evid Ivri, we don't need it. We're learning about it.
Maybe you don't. In a chanamic. Maybe. Akoponim, Rashi, the Achronim Medayik in Rashi, the Rashi's not like that. Rashi seems to say, like Rashi by us, the Baal's Messiah Bipidyoinai, just the fact that he takes the money. So what does it mean, the Baal's Messiah Bipidyoinai? So, Rav Kalmanson in Zushima Shiur says the pshat is follows. You want to undo the original kinyan. What was the original kinyan done with? Kesef. But how much kesef was the original kinyan done with? 600. It's not the pshat, I bought 100, I bought 1 year for 100, and I didn't do six different kinyanim. I did one kinyan, and isha v'sheish, 600. The fact that I'm taking half of that and undoing half of a kinyan is the baal being mesayer b'pinyanai. The etzem maisa of the fact that I'm breaking it in half is the baal mesayer.
Kinyans with an amount of money?
Avada kinyan's an amount of money. First of all, I might be telling the machlokas mantaz how to understand what how kesef kinyan works. But if kesef kinyan is shavius for sure, it's with the amount of money. That's the kinyan. The etzem kinyan is the shavius. According for sure, if you hold that kinyan, it's kesef shivoy. A kolponim Rashi, and that would be l'shitasai. Toisvis would be like Rabbi Natan. And it's Toiz L'shitasai also. If you look on Daf, Dalet Amit Beis, over there the Gemara is discussing whether or not you could be Kaina and Isha with Kesef. What's the Makar? Lamais, we know Isha Nikmas B'Kesef. Maybe you learn it out from Amevriya. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe Amevriya is different. Hoyo V'Kesef Choshev L'Fdoisa, Choshev Nami L'Knoisa. Kesef is Choshev to be Paida, could be Choshev also to be Kaina. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Tosfos says you could have said Sheish, Yoivol, could have said any of these things, Simonim. I think it's the Marsha that says there's a reboy of Yetzias when it comes to Amma Evriya. There's nothing specific about the fact that she's Yoitze B'Sheish, B'Kesef. Rashi says no, Kesef Choshev Lifdoisa, Choshev Amma Eknoisa, which means we wanted to make a parish of Giroyim Kesef. We can only make Giroyim Kesef when we have Kinyan Kesef. Without Kinyan Kesef, we can't have Giroyim Kesef. So however, Kesef Choshev Lifdoisa, Choshev Amma Eknoisa, there's a very powerful connection between the Giroyim and the Kinyan. Masha'enkein, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says, listen, Giroyim Kesef, Kinyan Kesef, there's a reason just because you could do Giron, you could do Kinyan. Nah, it's just there's a lot of Yetzias. Sheish, Yoivel, Simonim, Kesef, there's all that stuff, those are all Yetzias. Taisus the Shitas, so Taisus seems to learn the Vart of Giron Kesef is just another Kinyan. Just like Simonim and Sheish and all the others. Rashi was not like that, and that's the Chor Toys going with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in our sugya, and then how do you know Bechlal that from the fact that there's a Giroyin that there's going to be a Kinyan Kesef? Says in Achanami, it's not intrinsically in the Giroyin lick the Kinyan, but if you see that it works for a Giroyin, Chor Huadin, it's going to work for Kinyan. The big Shaila here, and this is a Shaila that the Mishnah Lamelech asks, is L'chorira Chapta Chastira in Rabbeinu Tam. This is the big Shaila, Rabbi Sai. The Mishnah Lamelech and Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin Astira in Rabbeinu Tam, because we have one Rashba that's quoting the Rabbeinu Tam that's arguing on Rashi, and we have the Tosfos Rid that's quoting Rabbeinu Tam that seems to agree with Rashi. We have Astira in Rabbeinu Tam. This is a big kasha, and this is a big problem. How's the steer? Let's see it again. Rashi Be'ah says, from Vehefta we have a raya that there's Kesef Kinyan. And Rabbeinu Tam argues. We explain Pshat and Rashi is, because how does the Giroyin work? You're undoing the Kesef Kinyan. Rabbeinu Tam argues, he doesn't understand, because Rabbeinu Tam obviously learns like Tosfos. Then we come to another Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosfos Rid brings a Rabbeinu Tam that says, how do we know that there's no Giroyin by Nirtza? Says Rabbeinu Tam, because there's no Kesef. And you can't do Giroyin if there's no Kesef. That sounds just like Rashi. So now the Rabbeinu Tam seems... So if you look in there, Tosfos Rid didn't see the Rabbeinu Tam inside. He heard B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's a case of broken telephone. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Rabbeinu Tam. But the Mishnah Melech says, "Mechap tzachastiro don Rabbeinu Tam." Kasha, stiro Rabbeinu Tam. Yo. I want you to sit with this kasha, the stira. We brought Hashem Machab into a teretz. Nachsoch to answer the stira Rabbeinu Tam. I thought this kasha was very, very big kasha, and I was going to suggest that any person that gives an answer to this kasha is a very big lamdin. But Baruch Hashem found the terrace. Yeah. Toises on Navdalan Amid Beis. Toises there says that Amavriya has a kula over regular Isha, because Amavriya is Yaitza, Bekesef, Beshesh, Yoival, Simonim. Those are all Yitzias of Amavriya. We said Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says that it's because however kesef chashav lefdoisa chashav namin knoisa. That's Rashi. But Toys over there says no. There's lots of things we could have said. Shei sheiv all those things. Frektam zoktam arit. Arit says, is that really true? That there's something like there's something different about amevriya that it's yoytze b'sheish and yoytze b'yoival. Why is the amevriya yoytze b'sheish? Because the Av is only for 6 years. So it's not Yoytze B'sheish. I only bought you for 6 years. At the end of 6 years, the Kenyan's done. There's an extra Yitzia called Sheish. There's a Yitzia called Yoival. Yoival is, I only sold you biz Yoival. That's as long as the Mechira happened till. I understand that there's something called a Yitzia that of Giroyim Kesef Das Vashteach, because I really bought you for 10 years and all of a sudden you could get out. Abashesh, that's as long as the Mechir was for. So what do you mean this Riboy of Yitzias when it comes to
Yitzia?
What is the Yitzia? Kesef. Simonim might be Yitzia.
Maybe that was
Yud. Yud's at the end. It's not Yitzia. Kesef. Yeah. So the Chayra, Zedmin von Toisvis. Toisvis understands Sheish is a Mafkia, is a Yitzia. Yoivel is a Yitzia. And what's halt the marit? The marit halt as at the end of six, your kinyan has fizzled out. There's no more kinyan. There's no yitzia of sheish. I don't have a kinyan anymore. There's nothing there. Achor, that's going to be the machlokes marit and toisvis. Rabbi said we're building shitas here with siyata deshmaya. We're trying to build different shitas to how you understand is a kinyan up till sheish is near tzanu kinyan, where you have to try to hold cheshbon, which takes a lot of holding cup and a lot of chazara. Beis Hashem b'li neder. Tomorrow I'd like to discuss this this stira again. So tomorrow morning, Beis Hashem will have a small huddle in the front of the Beis Medrash. Sometime during first Seder, we'll try to answer the stira of Rabbeinu Tam and just push the Gemara a little bit further. Beis Hashem.